You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'm looking at this headline where Adam Lanza's father, now Adam Lanza was the one who did the Sandy Hook elementary shooting, where, you know, he kind of breaks the silence, comes out and making some statements. It's his first interview since the December 2012 killing. From what we understand, he's not going to say any more ever again. But, you know, he had said he wished his son had never been born. And I thought we kind of need to talk about when is it a parent's fault and when is it not a parent's fault. You know, I mean, when my kids do something right, I take credit. My mom used to do that. I did something good, my mom would take credit. Always. All right, that would just, you know, like, oh, my baby made a funny. You see, those are mama's genes. All right, but do I take credit? Do I take responsibility if my kids do something bad? I want to talk about this with you guys. And what makes a good parent? Now, no, I know. Don't worry, I'm not the expert on that. I am just sharing. All I'm doing is being the messenger on that one. Then they say Facebook is spurring eating disorders. Maybe it's because a lot of you guys post some stuff that makes us want to vomit. You got a Florida doctor suing the government over the employer mandate. See, doctors don't really usually do too much. You know, they really don't get that active. And so, you know, it's nice to see a doctor kind of get up and you know, make a stand. You know, because a lot of us just kind of sit in our little radio rooms, right, little radio booths and just, you know, complain to empty walls. So it's kind of nice to see somebody get out there on Capitol Hill. Then there's apparently a blood test that could predict Alzheimer's, letting us know if we are going to get Alzheimer's within the next 3 years. Would you even want to take that test? Apparently there's a test that has 90% efficacy. Then we need to talk about checking blood pressure, where we need to check blood pressure in both arms, not just the one arm. So for those of us that, you know, have staff that only like to do one arm, we got to do the two arm test, right? You know, like two tests, TB, everything is like two tests. No, you don't make any more money. No, you really don't. And then for those of you that have had skin cancer, you may be more inclined to getting other types of cancer. So don't think you're in the clear just because you got your skin cancer. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, why would anybody feel like they're in the clear? Well, this is why. Remember years ago I told you one in two of us get some sort of cancer? Whether it's thyroid cancer, whether it's breast cancer, whether it's prostate cancer. So if your cancer is skin cancer, all right, then, you know, get it cut out. And, you know, if it's like a little, you know, early basal cell, get that sucker whopped off and you're good. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Okay, but we'll talk about the type of skin cancer. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day. We are talking super busy, and I know a lot of you guys are just still kind of this whole, you know, hour spring forward mess. I don't understand the whole daylight saving time. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We don't need any more sunlight. I mean, thank God for the sun. That's all I can say. Thank you, but I don't need to lose sleep over it, okay? We already have no, you know, snow Christmas time. I really don't need any more sun. But I guess some of you farmers out there need the extra hours, so good for you. But I'm really tired. This whole hour thing is really rough. All right, but you can still call in with your medical questions, your comments, your concerns at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D. I'm sorry, I'm so tired. DOCDALI. I do need some caffeine. I'm not a coffee drinker. Oh, I'm tired. You want to know what feels good? I don't know how this sounds on your end, but sometimes I just, you know how you have your eye socket, and you know your cat likes to stick his head in your eye socket and you guys just sit there and bond? I do that with the microphone a lot. I didn't realize I'd do that on air. I gotta hear how that sounds. See, right now, I'm gonna just lay my eye into the microphone. See, like this? Oh my gosh, I feel so good. I wonder if that'll help migraines. Everybody do that. Everybody get on your microphones and just kind of lean another the other eye, now the other eye. The other eye. Don't you feel just lazy today? And it's Monday. Oh, I know. Oh my gosh. I got a good medical student, by the way. Oh, I got a great medical student. You guys know I teach medical students, okay? And sometimes it's luck of the draw. You know, you get a student, you're like, oh, are they going to be nice? Are they going to ask me questions I don't know? Are they going to want to leave early? Are they going to want to stay late? See, I get worried if I have a medical student that wants to stay late. That makes me nervous because I want to get the hell out of there. So when you have a student that goes, please give me an assignment to do so I can have, you know, a dissertation prepared for you for tomorrow morning. Well, I don't really want to listen to what were you thinking about, you know, talking about. Oh, the genetic mutations of chromosomal trisomy. You know what? I'll pass. But if you want to read your dissertation to your mama, you can. I'll still give you honors. I'll give you honors. Leave me alone. No, but I'm a good teacher. When it comes to having my medical students, I teach them the nitty gritty. I want them to know what to do. I like to teach my medical students what you're not going to learn in medical school. Because remember, medical school has a job to teach, you know, students how to identify the appendicitis, how to deliver the baby, how to look at signs for heart attack, how to administer medicines properly, how to do IV fluid. So they need to do the nuts and bolts, okay? I teach them, right, what they can't teach you, okay? Why are you getting sued? What are you really getting paid? Why are people freaking out over Obamacare? And it's not political. You know, what are your patients thinking? I let them, I go, just ask the patient. Okay, what are they thinking? How do they feel about this? What do patients' feelings? Do we really want to get into that? Yeah, we do. We do. I know it could be long. I know we don't get reimbursed, but we got to do that. But I got a new generation of medical students. They are pretty damn good. You know, I train a lot at the University of Nevada School of Medicine and Taro University, the DO school. So you got the MD school and the DO school. And oh my gosh, I mean, just they're identical. They care. They're phenomenal, phenomenal students. In fact, sometimes they slow me down because they're too busy talking to the patients about their feelings and I need to move on. I'm like, you know what? Okay, Jack, I love you, but okay, I got that. We're going to do the whole touchy-feely thing next visit. I'm in a hurry. See ya. All right, Dr. Dahlia. All right, guys, don't go away. How to be a good parent. Oh, boy, I better take notes on this one. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, my website is drdahlia.com. Anytime you have a question, please go to the contact page. Send it to me. I'll either answer it on air or I will answer it privately. I really appreciate many of the emails you guys send. Thank you so much. One of the emails I am, though, hoping to receive is if any of your companies or organizations want to help out kids with blood cancer. We are raising money for kids with leukemia and lymphoma, as well as adults, through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Many of these people cannot pay for their medical treatment because, as you all know, cancer treatment could be extremely expensive. Plus, we need to take it upon ourselves to provide money for research for many of these diseases. So my campaign starts March 21 and ends May 31st. I have decided that I want to raise $50,000 dollars. I know. $1 gazillion. I know. You know what? But it is so worth it, okay? Even though we're going to be doing a $5 for life campaign that I want to invite everybody to do, right now we are looking to see who could be sponsors. We have ads and promotions and things we could do and tickets to gala that we could give our companies who sponsor. So please talk to your boss or send me an email on who I should send the information to. You know, car dealerships, banks. Again, you know, when it comes to, you know, kids and fighting cancer, as far as I'm concerned, I don't mind how annoying I have to be. I mean, I usually don't like to ask people for donations. I was never good at fundraising because I don't like to ask people for anything. And I've really had a tough time. But then once you realize that you can fight for people who can't fight for themselves, you learn how to get the cojones to do it. So, and it's easy because I'm asking you guys to help me. So my website is drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or you could tweet me or you could Facebook me, either way, so we could get money to these kids. And it's a great organization. You can look them up online, lls.org. So it's a real, real good company, that organization, charity that's been around since 1949. All right, lots to talk about here. Okay, so Adam Lanza's father breaks the silence, saying his son was a quote-unquote weird little kid. Okay. Apparently he thought that he was evil. All right. Used the term evil to describe his son. He believes that he could have easily been killed as well. He said, with hindsight, I know Adam would have killed me in a heartbeat if he had the chance. Adam Lanza had killed his mother prior to going to Sandy Hook Elementary and then killing kids and teachers back in December 2012. Extremely scary that, you know, you don't blame the parents by any means, but you wonder, you know, were there any signs? And, you know, they described Adam Lanza as socially awkward, anxious, unable to concentrate, and affected by insomnia. Now, by the way, I'm looking at this kid's picture. Am I the only one that thinks he's hyperthyroid or he was hyperthyroid? If you look at his eyes, all right, he has very, very, he has the hyperthyroid look. Look at pictures of people with severe hyperthyroid Graves' disease, okay? And then look at him. All right. One way, you know, this exophthalmos that I'm seeing that this kid had, you usually, when you look at an eye in a picture, the whites of the eyes, you really usually see on the lateral and nasal side, you know, the sides of the iris. But with him, when you see the whites of the eyes above and below the iris, that could be a sign of exophthalmos. So, I mean, I'm wondering, did anybody check a thyroid on him? You'd think they would. They said he was an undiagnosed psychopath. Now, he was, however, seen by psychologists who diagnosed him with Asperger's syndrome, which is a high-functioning form of autism. Where I get very, very concerned is when people are using the only diagnosis that they have on him and try to blame what Adam Lanza did on that. Because many people have Asperger's and they're fine. Dan Aykroyd, etc. I mean, you don't want to start stereotyping people as being mass killers just because one of the multiple diagnoses is the only one that is getting publicized. Apparently he was taking escitalopram, which is a SSRI, and unfortunately, I believe it's I always mix up Lexapro, citalopram, and Celexa. So that's probably Lexapro. He had a severe reaction to Lexapro, and I guess the behavior really troubled the psychiatrist who treated him. Now most psychiatrists will run a thyroid, so I'm sure somebody did. He just looked thyrotoxicosis to me. Now, if somebody has a severe reaction to an SSRI, sometimes, I'm not saying all the time, sometimes that could be a sign of bipolar, because these SSRIs can make them worse, or it could be a sign of schizophrenia. Now, Peter Lanza, the dad, thinks the son had schizophrenia. Because, you know, he said Asperger's can make them a little unusual, a little unique. You know, they think Albert Einstein had Asperger's, Hans Christian Andersen, possibly Lincoln, Mozart. You know, there's been some people thought were odd, and they believe that maybe they had Asperger's. Daryl Hannah. And, you know, maybe they seem a little odd. But, I mean, they wouldn't be psychopaths by any means. You know, people, you know, seem to, when the person is gone who caused the mass murder, we go to the next person we could blame. Well, the mother. Okay? People say the mother had guns. The mother didn't control her son. Well, she's dead. He shot her before he shot the kids and then died himself. So then the next, all the energy and attention now goes to the father. Now, from what we understand, the father has visited some of the families of the victims already. And, I mean, what do you do if you're the father of a kid that does, I mean, what do you do? You know, I mean, this is just, it just blows your mind. I mean, you know, and how much responsibility do you take? Now, like I said earlier, we as parents jump to take some of the credit when our kids do well. And, you know, we should. We should take some, not all. We should take some of the credit, right? We feed them. We gave birth to them, okay? We took on an episiotomy to fit their big heads out of our vaginas. Work with them. We take them to all their practices. And I told you, I saw a comedian. This was about 30 years ago. The comedian had said, this, you guys have heard this. This is, I'm trying to remember what the comedian was. You know, he said, you know, I'm a proud father. You know, when my son was born, I bought him a football, right? When he was 2 years old, I taught him how to catch a football, right? Then from five on, I took him to every single game, Pop Warner, you know, little football, junior football, then junior varsity football, varsity football. I was at every game. I was at every practice. I was coaching him. I got him into shape. I was, you know, his cheerleader. Right? Then he finally makes it to college football. Then he makes it to NFL. Now he's in the pros. Finally makes it to Super Bowl. That's my son. He goes on camera. And what's the first thing he says? Hi, Mom. So, you know, I understand as a dad, you know, you getting your boy ready. I mean, you know, my boy's playing lacrosse now, and you know, my husband is the one that's always there at the practices. When I get out of work, I run down there, but my husband is the driving force. He's the one that's there. And so, yeah, I mean, he should take some credit, you know. He shouldn't take all the credit. You know, the kids do what they do. But, I mean, why not, you know? I think when a family has a success, I think if the family put in the group effort, everybody should be thanked. I always love to thank everybody who attributed to my success. You know, I may be at odds with my mother at times, but she's the one that told me to get into radio. So, you know, my having the national radio show that I do, I credit to her. She gave birth to me, and, you know, she didn't, you know, give me alcohol-soaked breast milk. I mean, she did good. You know, I might have disagreed with the way she parented, and we're going to be talking about after the break how to parent, but I love my mom. She did the best she personally could, and I'll always, you know, think you know, the best of my parents. You know, you don't think about the bad, think about the good, and I hope my kids do the same with me. I hope we all do. But what if your kid does something bad? Now, at school, if any of my kids get in trouble, of course I take responsibility. I go, I'm going to handle it. I am sorry. Okay? I'm getting involved. I'm going to handle it. Okay, like, for example, one of my sons was, I think he was only in the second grade, and he and a bunch of kids decided to steal fruit out of the cafeteria and throw it against the wall of the school. Now, of course, my son said that there was wind at the time, and there was such an underdraft that it projectilely fell out of his hands, and lucky for him, there was a wall such that another child was not going to be harmed by a blow from a piece of citrus. Now, that was his exact words, okay? But either way, I told him I was going to projectily, right, you know, throw him into timeout. And I dealt with him, you know, and I took complete responsibility for that. Okay, but what if you have a child that, I mean, kills? I mean, how much could you have done? If Adam Lanza's dad knew the kid had a problem, what more could he have done? Could he have done anything differently? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I need my caffeine. Okay, so whenever I don't know how to do anything, I go to WikiHow. And WikiHow has an article here on how to be a good parent, okay? You know what, guys? It doesn't hurt to read up because, again, we don't get any instructions when the baby comes out. All we get is the placenta, and if you don't know how to read the code on the placenta, you just don't know what to do with the baby because there's no folded-up instructions. So, okay, number one, they say to be a good parent, you need to express love and affection. They say give lots of hugs and some kisses. You need to tell them you love them every day. Sometimes a gentle cuddle to boost their confidence. because they don't get a lot of hugs at school. Well, you don't want them to get hugs. Remember, these kids that don't feel loved, they go right into the arms of somebody else and they leave their mama. So you make sure as a mama and a daddy, okay, you know, daddy, a hug from a father. My father was not very affectionate. So when my father tapped me on the head, I was like, wow. You know, my father, I think the longest hug was maybe a millisecond, you know, not mom too. Just we really weren't with a huggy family. And now with my kids, it's like, oh, you know, you just do that. But then again, you know, it's a different time back then. They say love them unconditionally. Okay, don't force them to be who you think they should be. Okay, let them know you will always love them no matter what. But mom, I'm a liberal. I know, guys, you still gotta love them. All right, okay, you know, but I like Obamacare. No, it's okay. You love them unconditionally. I tell my kids that. You know, my kids are like, you know, mom, what if I don't want to, you know, go to school anymore? I go, well, you'll be arrested, but I'll still love you. You know, I mean, you love them unconditionally. Let them know that no matter what. It drives me crazy when I get emails from people who want to come out and they don't think they could tell their parents. Why not? Me and my husband are totally fine with it. If my kids come out saying they want to be gay, I mean, of course we're fine with it. They're our kids. You love them no matter what. But there's many people out there that think that the parents are going to disown them or excommunicate them, etc. And it really leaves them feeling unstable. You know, some of the healthiest people are those that really have an open relationship, not so much about their sexuality, but just in general, and they don't have to hide certain things. So that is extremely important, okay? Next, they say you need to praise your kids. You never compare kids to each other. Again, when we were raised, that's what they did. They go, why can't you be more like your sister? Why can't you be more like your brother? We always got that. That's just the way it was. Okay, now, I got caught doing that with my kids, but this is what I had done. One of my sons, the older one, never has homework. Yet the other one seems to have 5 hours of homework a night, and the other one is in 3 grades less than the older one. So I'm like, I don't understand. You have less, you know, Brock always has 5 hours of homework. You're always done and on, you know, the computer by 7:15 at night. You know, well, mom, quit comparing me to Brock. I'm not, you know, I just do my homework faster. Yeah, like, yeah, right. You know, so, you know, you could compare not kids and, you know, their worth or anything like that. But, you know, if it's like, you know, I don't understand, you're telling me there's no school, but younger brother is telling me there is school. All right. Somebody is full of crap here. So we do that. We do that a lot. Okay. But you do want to celebrate differences and celebrate who they are. You need to, though, be careful while you're doing that, saying, okay, Stone is the one that has the good memory. Because then the other one, who doesn't realize that he may be better in school or whatever, thinks he has a deficit. Okay? You don't want to say that. But you got to be really, really careful. So when you praise them, you need to be careful on how you say it. All right? You know, but sometimes I notice my kids like jobs. Mom, let me be the photographer. Let so-and-so be whatever. And that's okay if there's roles. You guys could play roles, but you just want to make sure you're not making the other person feel inferior. You want to let everybody know it's okay, right? You know, it's okay to not be a jack of all trades. Okay, master of none. It's okay. All right. So, like, for example, I'm very, very open about what I can't do. I can't cook. Daddy does the cooking. The kids are like, amen to that. Okay. When you do criticize your kids, okay, if they do something wrong, this is something we've talked about on the show a lot. You need to be mad about and identify the action, not the kid. So if the kid does something stupid, all right, you don't say, oh, my gosh, you're stupid. My father would do that. Oh, my gosh, you're such a stupid. Oh, how could you be so stupid? Okay, that we don't want to do. I did some stupid stuff. Oh, my gosh, you're so stupid. All right, you know, what you do is you go, okay, well, leaving your books at school every day this week was not the smartest thing you could do. Kids may not understand. They may think you're still calling them stupid. So you want to be careful and say, you know what, you're a smart kid. Why would you do something irresponsible? Now, I know that's not the way we talk. Okay, my kids did that. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so stupid. What the hell? You know, that's really how it comes out. But remember, I'm a radio host, and it's do as I say, not as I do. Okay? All right. Now, let me see here. Okay. Oh, yeah. Don't say you're bad. Go away. Yeah, I had the my father always said, go away. Leave me alone. Go away. Get out of here. You're too stupid to talk to. Love my father. May rest in peace. I wish he was still alive because then I could interview going, Dad, you know, you always thought I was too stupid. I still do. Yeah, can you please expand on that? Go away. Leave me alone. All right. Okay, so we talked about that. Role model. Give up your vices. Okay, you need to be a role model. So if you have a bad day and you announce to your kids, all right, I need a drink because I had a bad day. I got my ratings back. Apparently only, you know, 5 people listen to the Dr. Dahlia show globally. You know, where's the Jack Daniels? Okay, the kids watch that. All right, you need to remember that. If you have a bad day, then you need to, because I had a bad day, right? You need to sing the song. You need to go, you know what? I had a bad day, but we're going to make it good. We're going to have some fun, whatever. Now, I'm not saying go and drink quietly in a closet, but don't let the kids see you. You know, because I'll do that sometimes, too. I'm like, you know what? I want some carbs. I want some chocolate. I had a bad day. Well, yeah, then I notice my kids are doing that, too. Mom, I have a bad day. Can we go get some ice cream? You know, and now they're turning to the food. So remember, you got to be careful, okay? When you talk bad about grandma or grandpa, they pick up on that and they realize that when you're an adult, it's okay to disrespect your parents. And then they're going to do that to you. So you have to act like your mother-in-law and your father-in-law. I know. Look, okay, I said act. You have to act like that. Mother-in-law and father-in-law are the best people in the whole wide world because, remember, these are role models to the kids, okay? And remember, kids will always love grandma and grandpa more than you, so you're not going to win on this. Just like, you know, ex-husband, ex-wife, okay? Don't sit there and try to turn kids on somebody you dislike. They're going to love them, and that love bond is greater than anything else. Now, you could teach them not to get hurt, okay? You know, if you think there's, you know, oh, daddy's not going to show up again or mom's not going to show up again. I mean, you could be there for them and help them emotionally, but don't be talking bad, okay? And then, of course, don't let the kids see you smoke or drink, etc. All right? Kids need to feel safe. They need to know that if they do have demons, if they do hear voices, if they feel like that sometimes they do want to do something bad, that you are the best person to come to because you could help them, okay? That's extremely important, all right? Do not argue in front of the kids, because if they see you judge dad or you judge mom, they'll think that you judge them. The kids do not like you angry, okay? So you have, I know, but that, how do you do that when the kids act up and you need to punish them? You know, trust me, my kids see me angry, you know, but then you provide order, okay? You need to. And you need to tell them, I go, you know what, if your kid did this, wouldn't you be ticked? I mean, if your brother did this to you, wouldn't you be upset? I mean, come on. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is stupid. This is completely stupid. All right, guys. Okay, yeah, spend time with them. Right? Get them a Mother's Day gift. Tell them to go get you a Mother's Day gift when Mother's Day comes up. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas. Easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this is kind of interesting. Now, all right, sorry, I got a cough. Okay, so scientists have developed a blood test that they believe could lead to an early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia in elderly people long before people start to develop the symptoms themselves. Now, the team was led by Dr. Howard Fedoroff of the Georgetown University School of Medicine. And I guess he based this test on measuring the levels of 10 fatty chemicals, the lipids in the blood. They say the membranes of the brain cells that get affected by Alzheimer's begin to break down, so you could pick up these lipids, all right? Georgetown team analyzed blood samples from 525 volunteers, all of whom are over the age of 70. Halfway through a five-year period, the team compared blood samples from 53 patients who were already affected by either Alzheimer's disease or some mild cognitive impairment, all right, and then samples of 53 people who were quote-unquote cognitively normal. They found that analyzing the lipid levels could predict with 90% accuracy which patients were going to go on to develop mild cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's within 3 years. So this isn't a test that you guys could take at the age of 22 right now, okay? This would be to look for at-risk individuals. Now, you know, one of you had asked me about this early this morning. You had messaged me, what difference does it make if you're already over 70? Why would they do that? There's nothing we could really do for Alzheimer's. Well, there is. There are some medicines out there that we do use. All right. But this is what we talked about. Okay. When it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's, it scares the hell out of us. Now, in order to fight a disease, we need to do a few things. One is we need to have medications to fight it. But two, we need to detect it. So if we are still kind of working on slowly ways to fight the disease, we might as well work on the other aspect, the detection. Because how we are going to have to fight Alzheimer's before you have some of the permanent damage to the brain, or same thing with dementia, some of the permanent damage, is we're going to need to identify people before this happens. And so when you identify, it's something we could work on in the meantime, because if they do finally come out with a phenomenal pharmaceutical, yay, pharmaceuticals, or if they do come out somehow with a cure, who knows? All right. If we have already mastered the identification testing process, this could all go easy. So we're just getting our ducks in a row. Writing in the journal Nature Medicine, this could give you 2 to 3 years warning of Alzheimer's with 90% accurate, and it's accurately, and it's a blood test. Okay? Also, it's cheaper, quicker. You don't have to do the expensive scans or the painful lumbar punctures. So this could be something that could really be cool. Now, ideally, okay, it would be nice if we could figure this out 10 or 20 years before, all right? Because, again, what's happening is as you're already getting breakdown and as you're already getting damage, this is picking it up, which is kind of cool, but it's obviously not ideal. So, we really need to kind of stop and look at where we're going right now, okay? The baby boomers is the biggest group of our population. We know that, okay? And we need to think ahead 10, 20, 30 years. Don't just think about today. You know, I'm friends with Heidi Harris. Heidi Harris is a radio talk show host. She actually gave me a lot of advice when I first started. She had posted an article about the next housing crisis. I don't have it in front of me, but I read it, and it was discussing how the next housing crisis is going to be at the fault of the baby boomers. You poor baby boomers always getting, picked on. It's the baby boomers' fault. It's the baby boomers' fault. All right, well, think about it. As older individuals, all right, retire and need to leave their home, there's not enough younger people that are going to want those homes. Okay? So, for example, when somebody gets too old to be in a second-story condo, second-story condos are going to probably be a heck of a lot cheaper than first-story condos, right? We know that. Okay, that's all, first-story. See, me, I like second-story because you get broken into less. That's how I would look at it. It's a lot harder for somebody to have to climb the stairs to break into you, but that's neither here nor there. So as people start to, though, retire, or if they're getting too old to live on their own, they say within the next 20 years, watch and wait. Because if people are too old to live on their own and they go into assisted living, which is why we really need to up our assisted living, then we're going to have all these houses on the market. And if we don't have enough, you know, small families and new families to take these over, we are going to have too much of a glut with houses. Now, you know, we were talking about just a couple minutes ago, for the fine, assisted living. Let's get a bunch of assisted living areas. Okay, well, make sure they're convertible in 20 years. Because once the baby boomers, you know, move forward, okay, and then vacate assisted living, we may have too many of those. So these assisted livings may have to then turn into apartment complexes. But you see how we need to foresee the cycle of things? I mean, what problems are we going to have later, okay, based on what's happening with baby boomers, et cetera? Okay, what are, you know, in addition to us living longer and us dealing with arthritis and the government wanting to cut back on medication and, you know, marijuana becoming more legalized, I mean, what are we going to predict? Not that those are problems, but what could we predict? We need to think ahead. What's the population going to be like? What's going to be on the market? I mean, we could possibly hit a huge depression again in the next 10, 20 years. And this was a depression. I'm tired of people saying this is the worst recession. This was an outright depression. I'm sorry. Yeah, we had some bailouts. Yeah, we had Medicaid. Yeah, people had credit cards. Okay. Yeah, people got to live in their homes without them being foreclosed. That saved us from it looking like a global depression. But people lived on their credit, maxed out their credit, was able to live rent-free. We were able to, you know, many people were able to, quote-unquote, still buy themselves time, and that's why you didn't see the bread lines, et cetera. And, you know, some of us, we think it's good. Thank God there's government monies that people could utilize. But then on the other hand, we could be looking at a huge storm coming up. We have huge debt. We don't have enough people paying taxes. We have huge baby boomers, and then we're going to have the housing crisis, another housing crisis. Just be prepared, guys, and think ahead. I don't know. I'm not a financial planner, but listen to the financial shows and figure out what the hell we should do. And then please tell me. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. More bad news. Skin cancer can lead to other cancers. There's new information that deals now with non-melanoma skin cancer, and the risk is especially high if you were diagnosed before the age of 25. They say younger skin cancer patients are 32 times more likely to get another form of cancer and 94 times more likely to get melanoma than those who never had skin cancer. They said if you are diagnosed with skin cancer at a young age, you are more prone to cancer in general. Let me just say this. If you have anything at a young age, you're more inclined to have problems. Okay? Have you guys noticed that? Right? If you get bald earlier, you could be more at risk for prostate cancer. If you go through puberty earlier, you could be more at risk for endometrial cancer. If you, let me see, what else can you do earlier? If you have high cholesterol earlier, more at risk for heart disease. If anything happens to you earlier, my first time, we aren't going to count first times. I told you, I don't remember much about my first time. I told you guys that. I really don't have any memory of my first time. But I do remember my 11th birthday party the next day, and that was a lot of fun. All right, guys, don't go away. I'm joking. Okay, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8334.